For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. While millions of people will be looking up to witness the solar eclipse this Monday, some will be monitoring the ocean for its effects on what an Oregon researcher calls the largest mass migration on the planet, among other things. For starters, the eclipse will make for bigger than normal tides, though not the biggest, says Jonathan Fram. He's with Oregon State University's College of Earth, Ocean, and Atmosphere Sciences.
Every 2 weeks, there are spring tides where the sun and the moon are roughly aligned, although not perfectly aligned like during the eclipse. During those times, the tides are bigger.
One change Fram expects to see involves zooplankton. Helping them watch these tiny aquatic critters are 6 bioacoustic sonars along the northwest coast, 3 in the path of totality and 3 outside.
Every night, there's a large migration of zooplankton up to the sea surface, and then every dawn, they go back down to the safety of the darker waters. And our expectation is that during the eclipse, they'll say, oh, it's nighttime, it's time to go up to the surface, and then we'll measure them.
Fram says he's excited for the eclipse and its effects on the ocean. He and other researchers will also monitor light levels and surface temperatures during the celestial event. Brian Bull, KLCC News.